Morning, Mick. How are you?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well. Very well. Did I see you went to the footy over the last couple of days?
I went to Collingwood and Essendon yesterday. And
what
it
a
was,
game.
Unbelievably great day. And had a few beers at the depot and ran into some owners who have a bad horse with me. That was good.
Who do you follow in the footy?
I follow Carlton, but could I say that I love watching Collingwood play?
Yeah.
I suppose you can say that, can't you?
Yeah, I think everyone. So were you cheering for the Pies yesterday? Or the
Yes,
the
I was. Bombers? I'm shown as a mad Essendon supporter.
Ah, nice.
So, it was good. It was a great day.
Perfect result. Absolutely brilliant. And hopefully it'll be a good day tomorrow for your team because you've got some nice chances both at Caulfield and in Adelaide. Let's kick it off with Caulfield because we're playing at home and, gee, Buse in the first race hit the line absolutely brilliantly last start. Drawn an inside gate, Caulfield tomorrow. So where do you think you'll be in the run?
I would hope that Buse is fourth, fifth, sixth, off the speed, off the fence, and it'll probably be a change of tactic for Stewart's, only because I didn't think he'd get so far back, but he drew a bad gate and she elected to ride him like that. So not that he doesn't have to be ridden like that. I think the key with him is that he gets his toe in the ground, and I think the track, I think, has gone from soft five to a good four. Is that correct?
I'll double check. We're going to have the track manager on after 9 o'clock, but they haven't had much rain, so having
anyway,
a look.
Heavy dew and a bit of toe in
good
the ground, would be love. That's the key to Buse. But look, I'm thinking if the ground is suitable, he can win with a traffic-free run.
First race, so hopefully if. What is the temperature meant to get to tomorrow? I think it's going to be fairly mild, so it should be all right. In race number two, you've got, race six, I should say, you've got Storm Stout. Now, this is one of these races where you've got young, up-and-coming horse like Storm Stout taking on some better credentialed runners, but we can see sometimes in these Vobis races a few upsets. So what's your thoughts about this filly taking on some of those with better records?
She's fit, well, and limited. And we were singing happy birthday after Clinton. And because it is a Vobis race and she was eligible and she got a run, we're running her. And anywhere in the first four or five would be a fantastic result for Storm Stout. I haven't seen enough from her to be thinking she's going to go there and mow them down. But hopefully I'm wrong and she runs out of her skin and she can run well.
Race number eight in the Million Dollar Showdown, the great prize money race. You gave us a good push for Cosmic Ride on debut in South Australia. Gee, she ran really well. Has she improved out of that?
No, she has not. She's holding her condition. She's not an overly big filly. She'll be better as she gets older. And had she not galloped good Tuesday, I would have been putting her in the paddock. But she's sound and fresh, and she may run better than I think. Look, there's already a couple out of that race, so I probably would not have gone to 1,200 metres with her, but once again, just given the $1 million and the restricted conditions of the race, you've got an obligation to do your best thing, the horse and the owners, so that's what I'm doing, but anywhere first three would be fantastic for her.
And then you look to dominate the Gold Dash. Hedged was brilliant last start in Sydney and stronger company. Unlucky, and Moby Dick was probably unlucky as well, and he looks like a really high potential galloper. $1.90 hedged, Moby Dick $3.40. Do you think the market's right?
Probably. Probably. I'd probably rate them in that order, and I don't think Hedge needs to get back as far as he did in Sydney. I will scratch my head for that one. But that'll nearly be a change of tactics, as in endeavour to hold a more forward spot, better barrier, different race altogether. But both horses, I think, have good winning chances in the race. Happy with both of them. And I'm not sure how I could split them, really. Hedged is a horse who does appreciate toe in the ground. Moby Dick won't worry him. A firmer track won't worry Moby Dick. So I would just say that if the track was firming up during the day, it may not be ideal for Hedged the way he races. But anyway, they're both capable of winning. They're both nice three-year-olds.
Best at Caulfield then?
Oh, look, probably, I think Buse. I think Buse with a traffic-free run. And I think we can strike blow in race nine with either of them, Hedged or Moby Dick and Buse. They're the ones I think are the best ones.
Good team in Adelaide. Vibrant Sun goes around in an open Oaks, and she's really hitting form. It was a good win at the Valley last start. Steps up to the 2,000. Have you been keen to get her out to 2,000?
Yes, this was always the plan. I missed a run with her 2 weeks ago because she had a bit of capsulitis, which came and went, but it just meant we couldn't take a place in that race. 2,000 won't worry her. She's just got to get a nice run in the race. Drawn 11, sticky. I'm not sure what Mark's thinking. I'll probably speak to him today about that. But look, he does ride with a good sense of timing, Mark, and I'm not sure. I would have loved it had drawn inside 8. And then there's your race unfold in front of you. You know, you just sort of roll up and there's horses in front of you. You take a position and bang, there's easy. But 11 out of 16, I'm not sure where she's going to end up, but she's going great. And if she has a nice run in the race, she'll be in the finish.
It looks a good race for her. You've got Gumdrops and Pivot City in the Tobin Bronze as well. Both of them in good form. She just got a bit knocked around. Gumdrops last start and Pivot City certainly enjoyed a confidence builder last start.
I think Gumdrops coming back to 1,100 metres wasn't ideal. We knew that, but I had to fill in that race for her. This race is ideal. Drawn a good weight. I think she's a great winning chance, and the race really suits her. Pivot City's probably, look, his attitude's good now. As a colt previously, I didn't think he was 100% genuine, but he's improved with work and racing, and I think he certainly gets his chance to run first three, but he'll have to hit the line pretty hard, and Sandown was a nice little race for him, but he's up in grade, and he'll have to hit the line pretty hard to win this, but Gumdrops is a great winning chance.
And what you need goes around in the Tobin Bronze. Good run down the Flemington Straight. We know he's had a few issues. He's lightly raced, but he's got a lot of talent. 54 kilos. Looks a nice race tomorrow.
We're doing our best with what you need. And he's drawn a gate to have a nice run in the race. He's very well suited. The old what you need, I'd be saying he'll go and win. Mm. The what you need we have here, I was really pleased with his third. Whereas the old what you need, I would have said, gee, that was a bit disappointing. But, you know, just given our expectation after a throat surgery, I'm thinking he's going to run similar to what he did the other day.
So would you have him as the horse to beat, or you just got to wait and...
No. I would say he's an each-way chance in the race. And, you know, Sand Dude flying, Celsius Star, going great. I think it's a race in three, though. Probably Sandute, Celsius Star, and What You Need. Top one, I don't know what these last two runs have been, but got a bit of respect for the top one. But if there was three or four chances, What You Need certainly one of them.
And then in the chairmans, you got three runners. You got Shinjuku, who missed the run last start, scratched at the barrier. You got Tulsa King, who's coming through weaker company, but racing well. And then you've got Warmonger, who only needed half a bound more to win last start. It looks like he's tracking well to the 2,000.
He's certainly the best of ours. I think he's our best winning chance. Him and Gumdrops are our best winning chance in Adelaide. And look, I guess Air Assault comes across from barrier 12. And, you know, probably there's a couple down the bottom. Harvest Moon, well, with Winona, Costin and Gay, they're not going to be messing around, are they? Seeking Starter may get going. So I think Warmonger will have a beautiful run in the race, and he's a good winning chance.
Let's keep a lid on it. I'm trying to do what...
Big owner.
Mate, half a hair. But anyway, the sling will be good. Hey, there's a few SMSs coming through here. Finally, Amenable delivers on the rap that Mick Price put on him. Ask where Amenable is going next, please.
Minimal goes Saturday week. There's a 1,300 at Scone, or Friday week or something like that. We're filling in races to go into the Kingford Smith 1,300 at Eagle Farm. into the Stradbrokes. Stradbrokes are 15th, Kingford Smith's the first. And he'll appear at Scone as a fill-in run. I think from last Saturday, the Stradi was about 8 weeks away. So, look, he's going great as a gelding. His first run was very good. His second run, he got cooked in the Western Sydney heat and the humidity, as some of those Victorian horses can. And what you saw on Saturday was a nice gelded version of a nice horse. You know, he's been close up in a couple of Group 1s. And, look, sometimes you just got to stick to your guns, don't you, you know? So I have him in, I thought, 50-1. I'm being poo-pooed here. But bad luck. And he runs super. Magic Time's a superb mare in the wet.
Nearly stole it. This is a good SMS. Can you ask who Mick thinks is the best horse in his stable at the moment?
Well, maybe, I'm hoping it's England. Hoping he's a big, you know, he's a big strong horse. We're working him out. He's in at Caulfield in a 1400 metre race next Saturday. Bit hard to measure the potential of him sometimes. Look, he's one to follow, but there's lots of nice horses here. You know, like I said, the Warmonger and Gumdrops, I think they'll be hard to beat. Moby Dick Hedge, they're both nice horses, you know. There's lots of nice horses here. I don't know, I've got one standout if you said, wow, you know, this horse is going to be what it's going to be. But anyway.
Well, fingers crossed you got a few winners on the weekend, Mick. Enjoy. Good luck.
Good on you, Mike. Thanks.